Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
So, my family, let me get a little bit spicy. Just a little bit, not a lot. Just a little, inchy-pinchy-winchy-winchy spicy. Okay, so we're voting on Wednesday. I'll tell you what I did today. And I'm pretty happy that the Lord gave me a bit of space to do this today. It was actually just reflecting a little bit, you know, on all the parties that are contesting elections. And to genuinely, for the first time, actually genuinely, openly, you know, with a very open heart, you know, just ask the Lord, you know, Father, who would you like me to vote for? In fact, am I voting this year? You know? And if yes, who am I voting for? And I'm saying this to encourage you, my family, that, how do I put this? So your participation and my participation ceases to be a personal matter. I'd like to really put that across. As children of God, we are legislators, okay? We are legislators. And quite frankly, everything that we do, it counts for something. It counts for something. And so, I don't know. Look, it's a Monday. Okay, I know it's still the beginning of a week. Some people have taken long weekends, I think, you know. But wherever you are joining this particular point of the conversation at, it is important that we truly hear the Lord speak to us as relates to our contributions and our civil duty in the countries that God has planted us in. Very important. Very important. Whatever decision I take in appointing or not appointing a leadership, you know, tomorrow I'll be standing on my prayer altar and praying about, you know, how children are treated. And there'll be this huge standing stone in front of me to say, you didn't vote, or you voted for a certain party. Now, you know what I mean? So it's not a small matter. Please, it's not a small matter. It's not a small matter. Let the Lord minister to your heart about who it is that you actually vote for. And talking about that, I mean, those are serious leadership issues, my family. And of course, the footsteps of a leader. Even if you don't take yourself seriously, God takes you seriously because you are His child and you are created in His image. So God takes you seriously. He takes you and I very seriously. Sometimes we don't know that God takes us seriously. And that's why, you know, we don't even think that when people are talking about leaders, they're actually talking about us. But actually they are. They're talking about you and they're talking about me. Even if they are just speaking to the potential that is within us. Leadership, and that's the conversation that's coming up. I'm really looking forward to this one. Mr. Chris Dirks, who is a national director for Campus Crusade for Christ. Yeah, Chris, sir, good afternoon. How do you do?
I'm doing well, thank you. And yourself?
Absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I'm excited that we are having this conversation. I think, I don't know, between you and I, we've probably been trying to have this conversation on, or any conversation for that matter, on air for a while. And I'm really glad. Yeah, and I'm really glad that it's about leadership and it's actually at this time. So very quickly, let's just take a quick step back and understand Campus Crusade for Christ. What is the sort of work that you do and what's your particular focus?
Yeah, Campus Crusade for Christ is a ministry in South Africa, and we've got different strategies that we have, like the Jesus Film, the spot of Campus Crusade for Christ, and then our student ministry, and we've got digital strategies, and then Athletes in Action, ministering to sportsmen and women, and then Leader Impact, who's ministering to the marketplace leaders, and that's what we'd be talking about today, is really helping marketplace leaders being more missional in the workplace. And I think there's a lot of Bible studies in the marketplace and a lot of people that want to be missional and influence, take the leadership influence into the marketplace and share Christ with people, but they just don't know how to do that. And that's what we'd like to come and do, is venture with them into the space and help them to be able to be missional in the marketplace.
You know, Chris, you and I have, you know, we've spoken, even if just a little, you know, around issues of business. You know, we've hosted mm-hmm. you on some of our business platforms. Yeah. And I mean, we can't run away from the fact that the marketplace is a reality even for the Christian, you know, contrary for sure. to perhaps the traditional standpoint of the church, or maybe how the gospel was taught to us traditionally. The marketplace is a reality, and that's where actually quite a lot of the harvest. I feel like the marketplace is a place of low hanging fruit for the harvest for souls. What are your thoughts around that?
Yes, Ayana, I think you're so right, and also I think you know, that's where we. I think you just said that before we started, that we all are leaders, and so in the marketplace, and so whoever God has placed around you is who God wants us to be able to share with them and bear fruit of what he has done in our lives and reflecting his character in his ways to the way we do things, to what we say, and even how do we handle success and mistakes and conflict. You know, as Christians, we're not perfect, but we do have a different way that we do say sorry, you know, if we made a mistake in the marketplace and that in the workplace, and that is a testimony, you know, to other people out there that might not hold our beliefs or follow the Lord.
You know, I like that, Chris, because it's starting to speak to the fact that, you know, gospel in the marketplace is probably louder lived than spoken. You know,
for sure.
Yeah, our lives are more likely to have a much more lasting impact. Sometimes the people that we impact through our integrity and our character, you know, and our meekness, humility, like you say, the ability to take accountability for our mistakes, all of those soft issues that may seem insignificant, our ability to display the character of Christ may just minister, you know, a lot better than our ability to speak about Christ in the marketplace. And I say, you know, some people may not even come back and say, hey, Chris, you know, I really like. Some people may just learn the lesson, read you like an epistle and move on, you know. So in shortly, how do we minister Christ? And I mean, what are some of the practical pointers that you can empower us with, even before we come to leader impact? Because I'd like to play a short video before we talk about leader impact. But just your advice, having trained so many leaders in the marketplace, how do we minister Christ?
Yeah, I think one thing that is important, we must remember that the Holy Spirit is already having conversations with everybody at the workplace.
Amen.
No matter where they are. Sure. And I think the thing is to join the Lord in what he's doing in people's lives. And it might be 30 seconds, it might be 30 minutes. So God is giving us opportunities to join that conversation he's having with people. But I think the most important thing is it happens through relationships. And that's what we're trying to teach people with Leader Impact, is that you need to be intentional with building relationships with people, because that allows you to hear what the Holy Spirit is doing and allows you to engage with that opportunity that God has given you. And so one of the practical things we share with people is really start praying for the people around you, and then be watchful about what God is doing, and build, be intentional with relationships. So one of the things you can build relationships with is having good questions ready. Listening well, and so have a good question. So one example, for instance, is rather than asking how was your weekend, just to say how was your Sunday, because then someone responds specifically what they did on Sunday. So that gives you an idea of what they engaged themselves with. So yeah, and there's other questions you can ask that are not just open-ended questions that gives people an opportunity to share a bit more. So we teach people what questions can you ask and be ready with to build these relationships. You know, if you have a quick coffee, you know, in the coffee room or whatever. So I think those are two quick practical examples. And then also the other one, if you meet people, you know, at a business function from other companies, is to be creative in the way you introduce yourself.
Mm.
So not saying, hey, I'm a CA, you know, or something, but rather saying, hey, you know, something with numbers or whatever, that you are creative in the way that you are
interested.
That's something different.
Mm.
Yeah, it's something that it makes people then listen and say, oh, well, that's interesting. Tell me more. You know, and that just gets you into a conversation and helps you to build a relationship with people. And yeah, it's all about intentional relationship. That's what we say.
Sure, that's very interesting. Look, there's a couple of thoughts running through my head, and I know that on the other side we are going to delve into leader impact. We definitely will do that. Chris, so there's a thing, you know, that I have been wrestling with in the marketplace, right? And that is the tension between intention and motive and action.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So for example,
yeah.
If I know I'm a child of God, I'm in the marketplace, right? And I mean, by the time I even think about ministering, my heart has to be dealt with, okay? And of course, you know,
right.
Christ continues to deal with me every day. But a huge part of the issues should be settled, i.e. when I see a person that I typically would not have liked before Christ, now I love them. I don't just like them. I love them. You know what I mean? So I don't necessarily, I've shut myself out from the possibility of not liking people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But there's also then that thing that always sits at the back of my head, that just because I'm a child of God, why would I then want to go out of my way to make friends with the financial director? Typically, I would not. I'm just making an example.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So there's always that thing for me. Am I being sincere, or is learned behavior acceptable for the sake of preaching the gospel? Yeah, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, again, it's about, like you said, your motive behind it. What is our motive? Our motive is to introduce people to the most important person in our lives, and that is Jesus Christ. And yes, I can't make friends with everybody. So it's again about starting with prayer and say, okay, Lord, who are the intentional relationships you want me to build?
Mm.
And it's really about God guiding you in that relationship, because then it's sincere, because it comes from the Lord. And you're saying, God is dealing with your heart and saying, this is the person I want you to build a relationship with.
Mm.
So God, I don't think God is calling you to, you know, all 25 people on the floor and to build relationships with them, you know. So that's a bit difficult. But the one or two, and also, but the other thing, and that's why the venture is the tool we use to train Christians in the marketplace. But there might be other Christians that stay with you. And how can we make a team together to reach our company for the Lord? And that's what venture is. We're trying to get the Christians in a company and train them with venture and saying, this is your ministry, and we want to come alongside you to reach your company. So if there's two or three of you trying to build relationships, you know, that's much better than just one. But sometimes you're the only one. But I think it starts with prayer again. And about, okay, Lord, who are you? You know, where are you creating the opportunities? And then joining the Lord again in the opportunity that he creates. So I think we are sincere there. You know, if you try and kind of make a way where God is not making a way, you're trying to force that relationship where God is not opening up the door, I think that then it becomes not sincere. Because you're trying to force it. So God is working, and it's, where is he working? How can I join him? And,
sure.
and that, it makes it much more simpler, and the pressure is off.
Yeah. So before we go to the news, Chris, so it is not uncommon for the enemy to be the first respondent on any scene that,
oh, for sure.
that the Lord sends us to.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably spend a lot of the time, you know, in our pursuit of ministry in the marketplace, you know, dealing with these arrows more than we do, you know what I mean, actually ministering, so to speak. But even that is a testimony, because our ability to stand, having done all to stand, is a testimony to those who are watching.
Yes.
But how does one then deal with some of the nuances and some of the levers that the enemy pulls, you know, like policy and, you know, people's demand to respect their personal space and their preference. You know, there's a lot of things that come up, you know, when you're known that you're Christian, people, you know, kind of, you know, treat you with some, I don't know, I there's no word for it, but there's a, I think we all know, there's a certain thing, you know, about you when you're a Christian. And people sometimes tend to sort of, you know, sway you off using all sorts of things, policy, rights, all of these things. How do we effectively manage those situations?
Yeah, I think that's, I think it's important for us as Christians to understand the policy. So that, because I think God wants us to be in the marketplace.
Absolutely, there's no two ways about it. Yeah.
Colossians 4 verse 2 to 8 comes to mind for me, which I always try and share with the people, is where God says, you know, pray, but as you're praying, you are watchful. And your conversation should always be seasoned with salt.
I think the key thing,
and again, it's coming back to relationships. When we have a relationship with people, we can engage them outside of the workplace. We can invite them to my house, and we can have dinner together. And so proximity, you know, when we're in the proximity of people, it creates empathy and understanding. When there's no proximity, there's distance and mistrust. So they don't know what you're doing. Are you just Bible-bashing people, whatever? But when you're in a relationship and they, you know, you become friends, and so that gives you an opportunity. And it's tough because, you know, relationships is hurtful and painful, and it's a risk. But I think, you know, Jesus gave his whole life for us. And so I think, you know, that's something we need to risk, these relationships, and to build them so that, and so it's not natural. You know, we naturally have friends, you know, in church, and we hang out with people in church. But now you're intentionally building a friendship with someone that's outside of church and maybe outside of your friend zone. And I think that is very key, because that's outside of policy, that's outside of the company's walls. But I think there's also ways. I think we've got a Bible study, one of the companies that actually has a spiritual, and they allow all religions to do their thing. And so the Christians can
To do their thing.
So understanding that and knowing that, okay, we have a space, you know, to operate in this company, in that sphere, is you have permission then, and then let's be intentional with that, and let's use that space wisely and make the most of that opportunity, because that's what the verse also says, make the most of every opportunity. So that company creates the opportunity for us to have a spiritual thing going on, and others as well. But at least we are able then to share the gospel with people. But those are some of the things we've engaged with in prayer.
No, most certainly, Chris. I beg your pardon. So I'm sorry for interrupting you there. Most certainly, we absolutely have to go to the news now, and most certainly the issue of prayer. And I do think that maybe prayer, you know, is that spiritual discipline that, for whatever reason, has been made foreign. And look, I don't want to judge where we are at as a generation from my point of grace, you know, because prayer tends to be a little bit easy. But it doesn't make sense to me why prayer has become so difficult. Maybe those are some of the issues that we then, you know what I mean? Because, prayer should be like, anyway, look, before I sound judgmental... I'll tell you what I'd like us to do, Chris. If you can stand by on the line for us, please. We are going to go to the news. And when we come back, I'd like us to answer this one question before we get into leadership, leader impact. And that's the question of the unity that you spoke about. When Christians recognize one another in a certain environment, we don't always gravitate towards each other. And I don't understand why. But anyway, you know what I mean? Let's please deal with that on the other side of the news, yeah?
Okay, good.
Fantastic. My family, Mr. Chris Dirks, who's National Director at Campus Crusade Ministries, is our guest this afternoon. It's all about leaders, but also an incredible, incredible program coming up, Leader Impact, that helps and capacitates you as a leader in the marketplace, capacitates you in the marketplace to minister Christ the best way that the word prescribes. A minute after five, the news is up next.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Certainly, my family, and here's something that I think you will find of particular interest this afternoon as we delve into conversation about an incredible program that empowers you and I on how to minister in the marketplace.
What does it take for a leader to make an impact? Impact starts when we engage with others. And this six-part series is all about intentional relationships. Together, we're going to re-examine how we've chosen to live our lives, how to have meaningful conversations with those who don't yet know Jesus. We'll discover our life story and how to share it with others, and ultimately, how to share the gospel in a clear and effective way. We believe that God has placed you where you are for a reason, and that He has intentionally put specific people in your life. God has made you a leader. Let's do this. Welcome to your new venture.
Chris, good afternoon, and thank you so much, sir, for standing by for us. That was an incredible production, just introducing very briefly the program that we are talking about this afternoon. And before we do that, so how do we as Christians, I mean, first of all, why do we not gravitate towards each other in the marketplace? And if somebody's joining this conversation and they have that type of issue to deal with, what are your thoughts around that? How do we deal with that?
Yeah, thanks, Ayanda. I think one thing is, like we've mentioned before, is people are scared, you know, in the marketplace maybe to say something. Mm. So we don't know, you know, if others are Christians because they're not we might suspect or anything, you know. But I think the other thing as well is, on the minor issues, sometimes, you know, Christians argue a lot about that. So people then don't engage with each other, and knowing that, you know, on the major issues about Jesus Christ, you know, who He is, and the gospel, you know, those things we agree upon, and we can actually together work to make Him known in the workplace. And so I think that's the other thing, is that I think, yeah, and if you look at the churches, there's a lot of, you know, trying to, you know, it's almost as if the Christians are migrating from one church to another. And we're not very intentional of reaching our community, being missional. And there's so many lost people out there that, that we become. And so the Christians are focused more on, you know, what church am I going to, rather than taking the gospel out there. And I think, and that's, I think, what I like about what the venture material and what, and Leader Impact, what we do is, is really getting the Christians together and say, listen, these are the things we agree upon. And let's work together to share Christ with people, because we're not a church, so people can't join us and come to church with us. But we want to help the person that's going to church to be missionally in the workplace and to share the gospel and then disciple that person in the workplace and then eventually invite him to his church. And then we're not competing, you know, for other Christians. We're actually winning new people to Christ. And I'm discipling him. I've got a relationship with him, so I invite him to my church. And if he's maybe far away, you know, to travel, because I mean people work all over the place, you know, from Pretoria to Joburg in terms of work. But then I can maybe help him to find another church where he's at, where he stays. And I think that's how we try and navigate the things, is let's build a team together and let's not, you know, focus on the minor differences that is not gospel related. And focus on the major ones. And so, you know, and that everybody in the marketplace can have his own ministry, because God has placed you there. He's given you the job. And so how can I, for those people around me, you know, share Christ with them, create an opportunity to share with them. And not everybody will come to know the Lord. I think the Bible is clear about that. But at least we're giving people an opportunity to respond to the gospel.
Like, this conversation was probably more about me than anything else, you know. It's ministering to me so much right now. Chris, let's get into just an overview of the program. What is Leader Impact all about, and what does the actual program look like?
Okay. So, yeah, what we do is we try and help leaders, you know, to make an impact where they are. And we always say, I think like you shared, you know, impact starts with intentional relationships. And so, and what we do is we have the venture course that we do. It's about the 7-week course where we train and equip Christian people. So we build a team in the company. So, okay, you are all Christians. Here are some tools for you to be able to be intentional in the workplace, to build relationships, and to be able to share a clear gospel presentation. So we equip them to do that. But then after that, we don't leave them. Then we say, okay, let's have an outreach now. And that's what we call a forum. So then we'll have a high-level CEO or a business person coming in and speaking, say, for instance, about talking about integrity. And he will, and then you are able, so during venture, you are praying for your non-Christian friends that you believe God wants you to reach. So you pray for 4 or 5 of them during the whole 7 weeks. And then when the outreach comes, you invite them to this talk that this business person will give. And he will then, he's not going to share the gospel. He is just going to talk about integrity. And then he would then share his testimony. So a 3-minute testimony about how Christ has impacted his life. But then he'll invite them to attend a course that we call Foundation. So that's a life skill type of course that's for non-Christians. So now you can invite your friend to this Foundations course, and then we go through this course together. And it's really simple. It's really talking about your personal life and where are you with your personal life, where are you with your personal life, personal, and then your professional life and your spiritual life. So not necessarily Christian, but spiritually, where are you? And then we try and help them say where these things intersect. The more they intersect, the more impact you'll have in life. So if you're not spending time with your family, you're neglecting them, you're gonna struggle. You know, if you focus more on work, and if you don't, you know, spiritually, you don't spend time thinking or whatever. So we want them. Why we do that? Because eventually you can build relationships and see where they are spiritually, so that you can meet them there to be able to bring them to the gospel. So in the middle of that Foundations course, we then choose a leadership book that's, say, Good to Great, or Patrick Lencioni's 5 Dysfunctions of a Team. That's because they all want to grow and become better leaders. And then we go through that leadership book, but we've written material that they now ask, how do you apply this to your personal, professional, spiritual life? But in that all, you are building relationships with people and creating opportunities to then be able to share your 3-minute testimony, to be able to share the gospel, like, you know, we've showed them to do that. And so we're not just training you, but we're also creating an environment where these non-Christians will come to, where they feel safe but you can build relationship, and by them sharing, you can then start seeing where God is working. You can start hearing what God is doing. You can start hearing maybe their issues in life, and you can join that. And so that's kind of what we, then if they come to know the Lord, then we help you then to disciple them, and so that you can build into their lives, help them to read the Bible correctly, and then eventually when they're ready, you can invite them to your church then and help the church to go. So that's kind of in a nutshell, kind of the process that we want to try and help the church with to be missional in the marketplace.
Sure. Chris, does it matter how many people are available within a certain, let me call it a site, right, for the purpose of this discussion, within a certain site or environment or organization? Does it matter how many people are available to take the program, or are numbers quite important for the program to have impact? So if I'm the only one in my organization, but I would like to start Leader Impact, you know, and I would like to invite Leader Impact to help me, you know, do whatever needs to be done. Is that a possibility, or do you need numbers?
No, we don't need numbers. Okay. Really, you know, if you're interested, so we do a different kind. So like now on the 4th of June, we're starting online Zoom training. So I think it's 7 o'clock at night.
It is.
So that you can join the Zoom. Okay. So you can join the Zoom, and it'll be led by Ken Fani, one of our guys in one of the companies that's actually running venture in the company. He'll be running that, and some of the other people so it's a marketplace leader that will be running that. So you'll hear from other marketplace leaders so if you're an individual, you can join the Zoom, because that's great. You can meet others, but we can also, if, say, for instance, in Pretoria, we're going to start one, and you stay in Pretoria, and that'll fit you better. You know, we can put you on the database, and then when there's one physically starting, you can come to that company and join us there. Because it's always nice if you have other people that you can bounce things off. So there's online and there's physical, but the numbers doesn't matter. If you've got a heart and you want to be missional in your workplace, we really want to chat with you. We really want to help you to own your own ministry where you are, and hopefully, you know, maybe there's some other Christians that you can then say, okay, well, let me talk to others and then also get them, and you run the venture training in your company then, and then eventually you do the outreach. So there's so many ways to do that, but definitely numbers doesn't matter, and there's different opportunities, and it's global. I mean, you meet people from all over the world as well through all of this. So that's very exciting.
That is absolutely phenomenal, Chris. As we wrap up this conversation, still so many questions. I have a funny feeling this was the first of many. I think there's a lot we can absolutely learn. I mean, from your years and years of experience in this particular field of building and discipling leaders, that, you know, the word discipleship keeps coming up, you know, subtly, but it keeps coming up. And and I'm really worried that if we start that conversation, you and I might just be here until 6 o'clock. So I really would like to try and see if we can get another opportunity, you know, so that we can delve into an understanding of what discipleship would look like in the marketplace. I think it's a hugely misunderstood a concept, or at least part of the journey of Matthew chapter 28. I think it's hugely misunderstood, and the more conversations and the more clarity we have, the better. But now the next venture sort of meeting course program is, of course, on the 4th of June, starting from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's online. And how do people connect if they would like to find more information?
Yes, Ayana, I think, you know, if you want to find out about Leader Impact, you can just Google Campus Crusade for Christ South Africa, and that'll take you out to our website, and then you can contact us through there. Or can I give my number to them if people want to contact me? They're welcome to do that as well.
Look, it's fine. I think let's keep it to the website, Chris. Okay. Let's just keep it to the website. And of course, if the family would like to find out more information, I know for a fact there's an email there that they can get. I know for a fact that the poster is there. There is a number that the family can contact. So let's just keep it to the website. Yeah.
Yes, great. Yeah, so that's, I think that's the easiest way. And then we'll see all the different ministries. And there's a general email that you can send. And then just ask for Leader Impact and for me, Chris Dirks. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that email will come to me. And then we can sign you up for, if you're interested in, you know, the fourth one. Or if you're just interested in, so no matter where you are in the country, we can actually... you know, help you. We've got some groups in Cape Town and Durban, other places as well, Bloemfontein. So that's great.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, Ayana. I appreciate it.
No, absolutely, Chris. I mean, I always enjoy chatting to a leader who is specifically assigned to lead leaders. You know, there's always a tad bit more insight and wisdom that comes out of that. Truly appreciate your time, sir. And, of course, all the best for the wonderful work that you do. And we definitely are going to try and see if we can have a part two and three and four of conversation looking at how to empower those who are in the market. Please. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah, if you want to talk to some of the leaders, maybe some of the businessmen, there's some CEOs and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, we can have them on, and they can even speak with more authority and more experience from their perspective in the marketplace.
Sure.
So definitely, and there's other people, you know, that's involved that can definitely contribute.
Yeah. So you see, my family, this is what happens when a leader is a leader's leader. You know, they take all the, what's the right word? They open up opportunities for others. Anyway, look, Chris, appreciate you. And certainly right. We'll stay in touch with you, man. Okay. All the best for the work that you do. It is Mr. Chris Dirks, my family, National Director at Campus Crusade Ministries, Great Sounds of Music. Just to help us think a little bit more about that conversation, definitely something. So here's the big thing about the marketplace, especially I think maybe from the 1st of July even, you know, I think June will be adjustment month for our country. But the focus of the administration that we are going to be voting into power will be the economy. My family, we need discipled, we need well-equipped marketplace priests to be able to stand in the marketplace. Okay? That's exactly where we are right now as a country. And in terms of global, you know, even globally, you know, when the Lord sends you out to other nations, you know, it is important that we are equipped to know how to handle ourselves in the marketplace. And so any conversation around equipping saints, equipping the children of God, you know, with every tool that is available and necessary for the marketplace, that's the conversation to have. That's the meeting to go to. That's the course to sign up for. Holy is our God, as we think about these thoughts and so much more.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.